What's the easiest thing in the world to do? The answer? Nothing. It's easy to do nothing. It's easy not to choose and to hold back and just watch life continue as is. I know because I have a diploma in the subject. Yeah. Thank you very much. I cannot choose with the best of them. Ooh. You want to know how I got so good at it? It's a no-brainer. You see, I didn't want to fail or look stupid or enter something unfamiliar. After all, why should I? Why should I face those risks when I have this cozy, predictable, safe existence?
I know that's right.
Will somebody please pass me that pillow over there and, oh, the remote? Thanks. But hey, give me credit. I'm a work in progress, as they say. It's becoming clear how holding back is a little more than a slow death. Yikes. You have a dream. You have that nagging little vision or idea or urge that pops up now and then. We all do. And we tend to let those little ideas surface just long enough to take a quick breath before we relegate them back to the cellar where they cannot disrupt life as is, right? Nelson Mandela said, I never lose. I either win or learn. You have a new year approaching. Did you notice? Time for new thoughts, baby. New ways, new choices. It's time to give a name and a little consideration to those dreams or ideas or urges of yours. Life is growth, and growth happens when you move, and you move when you're willing to take a risk. And you'll take risks when you trust that this is all part of the process of life. God's unfathomable design holds great adventures for you and me. His genius plan promises abundance and blessings stemming from challenges and hardships. Trust the lessons, my friend, and make the choices that'll bump you off center and into life's playground. And don't you dare think that it's too late for you. There's no such thing as too late. That's why they invented death. Hey, this is Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours.